Don't ask me. I'm only the head coach. No, I mean, I didn't see that into the game. I didn't see, you know, six goals in the game. First half, I thought it was going to be a 3 or 4 niller. I thought such was our overall influence on the game. I thought we controlled the first half. We moved the ball well. We scored a good first goal and had opportunities. We hit the post. Probably not as clear cut as we would have liked in terms of the chances that was created. But what we couldn't do was take our foot off the pedal against anybody. You know, in second half, I thought, you know, first 15 minutes had a feel of the Eastleigh second half, where it was a possession game, and you can't do that. You know, you've still got to be penetrative, and we didn't look that. And then one ball over the top, they get in, Dan has to make a good save, and all of a sudden they get a little bit of confidence from that, and, you know, get on the front foot, and we start getting sloppy on the ball. And they get an equaliser, and you know, we have to battle back from that, which we did. Nico arriving in the box, you know, to add to his tally, you know, and you think you're going to go and win the game from there. Again, a speculative shot, which Dan O'Field probably should have done better from. But disappointing thing for me was the amount of free kicks we gave away in around the box. We knew their danger was going to be from set pieces and corners, and you know, we didn't keep our discipline as well as we should have done. But you know, we kept going, and you know, Justin, young kid, makes a good run into the box, and the ball over the top, and their lad, you know, he nearly catches it, I think. And Hotter dispatched a penalty. It's nice that we actually scored a penalty for once.
It's the first one of the season, isn't it? Can you put your finger on it? Because it's been such a crazy February since Scott Hogan went. The goals are flying in at both ends. Is it a case of inexperience at the back? Is it a case of having to chop and change because there's so many injuries? Is it a case of being sloppy? What's going on at the back?
No, I mean, you know, I think just before we played Birmingham at home, we decided to change to a three because we'd been conceding too many goals. And it worked, but it probably thwarted our attacking threat. You know, we conceded less goals, but then we changed it back when we got Flo in and Hotter back. And it's looked better, to be honest, as an attacking force. What we're not doing, our rest defending hasn't been as good as it should be. I thought first half today was exceptional because, you know, every second ball Woodsy picked up and rotated the ball again and recycled it. But second half we didn't pick up as much, and it enabled them. There were some poor bits of individual defending that allowed them in, but certainly, you know, we need to tighten up on that, and it's something that we're working on. We know we're a threat going forward now with the likes of Hotter, Joseph soon. I thought Sergi was tremendous when he came on. He gave everybody a lift. You know, so there's goals certainly in the team. We just need to shut up shop a little bit.
Didn't get much of a chance to work with Hotter when he was here the first time, but you can see why he's so well liked here. He's just a thrill to watch, isn't he?
He is. He's got great balance, and it sounds funny when you talk about that as a footballer, but his balance is tremendous. You know, where other people look like they're off balance, he's always looks like he's balanced. He can handle the ball in any situation, he's got tricks, and you can see he's finishing today. You know, I'm really chuffed for him that he's got the hat-trick today. He fully deserves that. You know, and he got a round of applause in the dressing room as well.
It was quite a brave and interesting move to bring on the young lad Shaibu, Justin Shaibu, at the point, because he was thrown in pretty much to be the fulcrum of the attack. Tell us about him.
Yeah, I mean, Justin's a young player who's had a nasty hamstring injury before he came back. And he's come back. He's only played 45 minutes in the game against QPR last week.
For the B team.
But he's got pace and power. And he's got a tremendous work ethic. He's got tremendous attitude. I just felt that we needed something else up there to go and, you know, it's tough. It's not Romain's natural position. I thought he was better second half probably than he was first half. And, you know, that was when we was on top of the game in the first half. You know, when it allowed him to drop a little bit deeper. But, you know, Justin's got, as I say, exceptional pace. And I thought he gave them a few problems. And it was a good run, you know, to win a penalty at the end.
Finally from me, can we expect this for the rest of the season? Is there a touch of the Keegans here? Is it a case of we'll just score more than them, or would you prefer a few more clean sheets? Which?
No, we would obviously prefer clean sheets, but the supporters here used to being entertained, and that's what we want to do. We want to entertain. We're not a team that's going to try not to lose. We're a team that's going to try and win every game, and we're never going to stop doing that.